Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, a couple of things to get to here. Number one, we're talking about Tom Cruise being in the plane, and a lot of people tweeting at us that Tom Cruise is actually flying the plane in those shots. Actually, Tom Cruise is flying that plane. This is from two different people who tweeted at me. A quick Google search shows that this is, in fact, not true. Cruise, a licensed pilot, has gone through extensive training for the film and will do some of his own flying in certain aircrafts. But the fact is, a civilian is not even allowed to get into the cockpit and fly around in, what are they, F-18 Hornets? I believe they are the shots that we've seen there. They may show him in a glider at some point. You know, when it,
sure.
Perhaps there may be a romantic interlude in the Top Gun sequel. Maybe they go up on a you know, some kind of a pleasure craft and fly around. Tom Cruise flying that one.
Look at that. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Just
now,
a guess.
Who else is in this?
The only one that I know is
Tom Cruise, the only one from the original that's in it?
The only, I heard that Val Kilmer was going to be in it somehow. But I don't know. I can't say definitively. The only one I've seen in a trailer was Ed Harris. That's it. So,
all right. So what are you negative about? You keep teasing it. You're teasing me.
I'm negative about the fact that there were long stretches where we had to see Brandon Bolden carry the ball time after time in no semblance of anything that will be taking place on the field later on this season for the Patriots. And I know that he didn't end up with most of the carries, which is remarkable to me. It's shocking that Brandon Bolden was not your featured back last night. He was not.
Nope.
In fact, not by quite a large margin. That was Nick Brissett, who had 22 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Bolden carried the ball 12 times for 41 yards. It felt like much, much more. And there were times when I was reminded, this is preseason, and what are we doing? What are we doing? How much as much as we learned about N'Keal Harry, and as much as the coaches, I'm sure, were able to learn about Jacoby Myers and Stidham, and, you know, I think they know everything about Hoyer at this point.
Right.
But all this stuff, what are you learning by having a bunch of guys out there on the offensive line who won't be playing in the regular season, or at least not starting, and a guy carrying the ball time after time who's not going to be your running back? What are we doing?
But you're not really learning a lot regardless, and that's the
You are learning in on some of those other plays is what I'm saying.
No,
you,
but what I'm saying is, even on other plays with regular players, you're not necessarily learning a lot. That's the dirty little secret of preseason games.
Oh.
Is, you know, you don't... I think Belichick had a comment, and I forget exactly what he said, but it was about sort of they weren't coming at... You know, something about the way the Lions were playing. You know, it wasn't exactly, you know, under duress, I think. He was talking about the quarterbacks. I'd go back and look at the transcript in a second. But when what you're trying to see is, you know, for quarterbacks, their command. You know, are they in charge? Are they running the operation properly? You know, we're calling the play. We're getting it in. We're getting in our right personnel groups. The team is, you know, the offense is aligned properly. We're avoiding the silly mistakes, the alignment mistakes, you know. We're not getting any penalties. We're in and out of the huddle. The tempo is where they want it. That's what they're looking for. And then, you know, we're calling a play. Did you go through that progression properly? Did you do what you were supposed to do? It's really less about what actually happens as about how you go about operating.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Nope. Then,
and
that's
I think
fine.
That's the same for the receivers. It's the same, you know, and again, and I keep saying this, there are one-on-one individual battles that the players take part in. And obviously, it's a lot better to be a Patriot last night and win 95% of those one-on-one battles than lose them.
Sure. But for a game where I was surprised at my level of engagement, quite frankly, because
everything was so good.
Everything was, and that's why, because most preseasons for me, and I think a lot of people, whether they're willing to admit it or not, go like this. Oh, football's back in one more day until football. They're going to kick off here in 4 more hours. Football's back. They kicked off. Football's back midway through the first quarter. This sucks.
Right.
I mean, what are we doing?
Right.
What are we watching? And for a handful of plays, couple of series, I got to that point early on in the game. But they won me back with the level of play and the fact that, oh, okay, now I am going to get to watch Stidham out there, and I'm interested. And I'm interested in N'Keal Harry. I'm interested in Jacoby Myers. I'm interested in Chase Winovich getting a sack. You know, these are things that, you know, we were kind of hoping we'd see, and we saw him. So
virtually everything we asked for before the game, we ended up seeing.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's why we enjoyed it so much.
You wanted a punter battle? You got a punter battle. You got a bit of a punter battle.
Who's the holder?
What have we become? Let's go to Tom in Boston. Tom, you're on with Hardy and Paul Perillo in for Zoe and Beetle. What's up?
Yeah, I feel bad for the Lions fans, for Tom Hardy, and especially Patricia. The guy, he had 4 milk crates surrounding him the entire game. He couldn't even walk. And he's going to be fired in the next 6 to 8 games. I just feel bad.
Why?
It's a terrible thing.
Why is that?
You guys are cursed. It's
the Lions fans.
Yeah.
The Lions
organization is cursed.
But why do you think he's going to be fired? The season hasn't even started yet. The season's a month away.
He's not a head coach.
But how do you know that is my question. Like, you're basing it off of last night?
I'm basing it off of last year and the data. He's not a head coach.
What data is that?
Last year, what was he? What?
Yeah, they're rebuilding the team, and they're turning over the personnel, and they had a tough year. So this is year two.
Again, I hope the guy succeeds. I mean, he's a Patriot, but I just...
Sounds it.
He just doesn't seem like a head coach. Again, just look at the photos. He doesn't seem like a head coach. But
who do you think seems like a head coach other than Bill Belichick? Who are the guys that you think seem like head coaches?
Well, I would start with the guys out in.
All right, thank you, Tom.
I'm done with this guy.
No kidding.
I was obviously having some fun with him.
Wasn't fun. I was uncomfortable.
No, because there was some of this on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Preseason games do not matter for anyone. Like, can we please just eliminate that? If the Patriots were on the other end of that game last night, we'd be sitting here for 4 hours, rightly so, by the way, explaining how it didn't matter, explaining how vanilla everything is in preseason, and now there's no real game planning involved in preseason. So why we have Matt Patricia fired because of what happened last night?
No,
I don't understand.
Nothing.
Listen,
to do with last night.
I like
night.
Matt Patricia. I'm not going to pretend that this is not a. You know, I like the guy. I enjoyed when he was here. I enjoyed talking with him. We're not like, you know, long lost buddies. We don't go to dinner together or anything like that. But I do like the guy,
yeah.
And I'm rooting for him to succeed. But that's irrelevant,
right?
What happened last night has nothing to do with anything.
If come Halloween they're 1-7,
we can have the conversation about getting rid of him.
Yes,
because I think the bigger problems that he had last year had a lot less to do with actual coaching as they did with the stuff off the field.
Yeah.
His dealing with the media, his dealing with, you know, everything that surrounds itself. And I think that he's made some strides based on what I watched on Monday and Tuesday in those press conferences that he had with the media. I think he's made some strides to try to, you know, fix those fractured relationships.
It seemed like it. And then we asked Tim Twentyman last night, too, who's the writer for Lions.com. And he said, yeah, he's actually, you know, kind of focused in on that. And you mentioned yesterday there was, you know, there's a point when a press conference is supposed to end. And he said, hold on a second. I think there was one more question over
right.
here. He's trying. He's trying. And don't feel bad about the milk crates that were surrounding him. That was A, because he had had surgery and he's trying to stand up. And they were filled with delicious snacks. So he was just able to get to his Funyuns and Yoo-hoos.
Funyuns. Last time you had a Funyun.
I don't know that I've ever had one. Okay. And I've had
every one of them. And I've had them all. Singing lessons.
And I've had them. And I've had them all over the world. Now you get the hell out of here.
Oh, that's right. I heard that story. Oh, I ain't no band leader.
Paul Perillo and I will continue. Maybe.
I'm sorry.
Coming up next.
Zula, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hardy and Paul Perillo in for Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Paul, I would like for you, maybe, since I was willing to talk about something I felt negatively about from last night's Patriots' remarkably dominant 31-3 win over the Lions in Detroit. Perhaps if you two in a moment could share something that maybe you didn't feel great about. We haven't really talked about it. We've been very positive all day on this show. Okay. I can't hear you. Well, turn it off and then turn it on again and see if that works.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That worked. Yeah. It's kind of like unplugging your computer.
It's exactly like it. You fiddle F around with the buttons for a minute and then it starts to work.
Okay.
But before you go negative, Mike has an idea about the Top Gun sequel. What is it, Mike? Mike?
The Karate Kid Redux.
No, we missed you at the beginning there. You're switching over. What?
There we go.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Karate Kid Redux, Cobra Kai?
No,
I have not. No.
It is. Yes. It's number one. It's fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic television. But as the second greatest 80s movie, I think it gives an insight as to what the Top Guns, the plot's going to be. Cobra Kai, Johnny wakes up.
Johnny Lawrence is
starts
the...
up. Yeah. Johnny Lawrence wakes up in a haze of smoke and stale beer and kind of knocks the beer bottles over and, you know, takes a sip of an old one with a cigarette butt in it and has a vision to reopen Cobra Kai. So Val Kilmer's a fat slob now. There's no way they could find a decent role for him in the film, except he wakes up in a haze surrounded by beer bottles, knocks one over, takes a sip of one with a cigarette butt in it, and decides he has to go up against Maverick in an F-18.
But they didn't go up against each other. They ended up being on the same team at the end. I reject that plot idea.
With one of the worst man hugs ever to conclude the movie.
Well, what's a good man hug?
Well, you know, you could do the quick bro hug.
What did they do?
You didn't think that was like a...
A little too close?
A little,
bodies touched a little too long? Why don't you and I hug right now and you show me how it's done?
You got to go Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers and Predator.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Carl Weathers in awkward moments, I mean, we'd all be remiss if we didn't bring up the Rocky III beach running scene with Rocky and Apollo. I mean, come on, that was bad. That might be the worst ever.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of need for it.
No, you think?
If that's what you're referring
disagree.
To.
Disagree. Hard disagree.
That's the worst scene ever.
Sprinting on the beach?
After getting yelled at by Adrian?
Well.
I mean, come on.
What? No, they sprinted, and then Adrian yelled at her, and then they went and sprinted again.
I get it. I know. And magically, he was fast. And then they hugged and jumped around.
One of the worst delivered lines.
Tight, short shorts on. That was bad.
Adrian, I tell you what, Talia Shire, who's delivered some of the worst lines in cinema history between...
I married a fighter.
Between some of the lines she delivered in Rocky and The Godfather 3, which everybody should be probably imprisoned for that film.
I didn't really see it.
But in Rocky 3, the line alone, when he says, you can't be afraid, she goes, what's wrong with being afraid? There is. For me, there is. Why? You're human, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Like... Orange? What?
Yeah. Aren't turned into like a four-syllable word
aren't,
out of nowhere.
Aren't. It's one syllable. The aren't. Aren't, yeah. Adrian, shut up. No way.
I feel like I found people as disturbed as I am in the show today.
Well, what were you disturbed by last night in that football game? What disturbed you?
The penalties. What else was there negative last night? I know you have this Brandon Bolden fixation, but 135 yards in penalties. I mean, that's stuff that can hurt you in real life. Or the real game.
You thrilled with the defense throughout?
Yep. Oh, you mean the first third down of the game?
The Keystone Cops play?
Yeah, the first third down of the game was not good. Duke Dawson and Daron Harmon, two guys that I think are pretty significant players. I'm not saying they're locks. But they probably project. I think Harmon's a lock, and some people have him out of town. But I think maybe Duke Dawson, could be a trade guy, or he's going to be here. He's a second round pick. They get beat off the line, streaking across the field on a third and long. Guy catches it. They bang into each other, and pretty significant play. Probably the best play of the night for the Lions. So I didn't like that play, but. Really? I'm going to sit there and look at like 60 plays and say this one that I didn't like is enough for me to be negative about it? Okay. You sold me.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm going to go with the 135 yards of penalties, though. I didn't like that.
And atypical of a Belichick coach team. It's just not something you would expect. So that, though, you can clean up. That, though, that has a relatively easy fix in terms of things that need to be fixed.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's go to Tom in Haverhill. Tom, you're on with Hardy and Paul Perillo. Hello, Tom.
Tom. Boys, how are we doing?
Good, Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well. Just enjoying my lunch here. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
I just wanted to talk about Brian Hoyer last night. I thought him and Stidham looked great. And I thought... they were both very accurate. They threw the ball very well. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on trading Tom Brady to Kelce and letting Brady become a mentor over to Mahomes there.
Wow. Waited a while for that one too, did he? Maybe we should go back to the movie talk.
Let's go back to the Brian Hoyer talk where he said he played well last night.
And I'm Truckmaster, I think it is, Mav.
I'm surprised Paul didn't jump in and say, oh, you mean Brian Hoyer is a 23-year veteran in the league, look good playing against a bunch of third-teamers for
you can continue
third-rate
to try
players
this.
On it's a second-rate team?
It's not working.
Hoyer should look good against them. What do you want? You want to give him a medal? That's what he said to me last night when I said Hoyer looked good.
I said he was excellent. It's the first thing I said to him.
But said it in a way you didn't really feel like that was it.
I would expect Brian Hoyer to play well in a situation like last night.
And he
to sort
did.
Of bolster that fact,
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
The guy behind him making his professional debut similarly riddled the secondary because they were playing against a lot of guys that will not be in the league. Now, there were some that will, but not a lot of them.
I think Hoyer played better last night.
Hoyer was very good.
I thought Hoyer was better than Stidham last night.
I don't think he threw it any better than Stidham. I think there were balls that Stidham put right on guys' hands that they didn't catch. Like the one to Izzo down the seam.
10 times? Hoyer was 12 of 14.
Two fewer
completions than Stidham. And Stidham had...
a couple to Maurice Harris. Stidham could have had more... he could have had like 3 touchdowns easy.
How many could he have run in himself? What else is a kid capable of? No, I like the kid.
I don't know why you have to be like that. I just figured this out. I'm sorry. I'm going to step back.
No,
here.
It's not. It has nothing to do with that.
It took me 3.5 hours, but Sparty has reared its ugly head, and I just realized it. And I don't know how I didn't pick up on this earlier. My apologize, as people like to say. My apologize. I had no idea that this was so personal to you.
Right.
I like Brian Hoyer. I thought he was excellent last night. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. And Chase Winovich sucks.
Oh. I see what you did there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, see?
I like me some. I met Chase Winovich's family out in Detroit.
Mm. Nice
two,
people?
Two of the most adorable little nieces that you'll ever see. Oh. I think one was a niece and one was a goddaughter.
Oh, that's nice.
And we had them on the radio real quick. We asked who their favorite player was. Uncle Chase.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. I love kids on the radio. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know how it happened? This is actually a funny story that you might like, although with your fixation on Sparty, I don't know if you can embrace it.
What?
We had sort of a mic set up, you know, a good 20 feet away from where we were.
Yeah.
Just sort of set up, pointing toward the field, trying to get some sound, you know, some ambient sound. And they didn't realize it. And they walked over and they started talking into it.
Oh.
That's how it happened.
That's funny.
Okay. Good. You have a soul.
It's not like I dislike kids. I like my own kids.
I liked when my kid asked me to go see Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I took him. It's a long walk out there. I was tired, too.
And broke a major rule of engagement.
Get your asses below the hard deck. Let's get our update here from Michael Bryan, and then we will continue. By the way,
we gotta
ramp back this whole Tom Cruise plane thing a little bit, too. I have thoughts on that as we continue.
Sports Hub Headlines.
It may have been only the first preseason game, but the Patriots absolutely dismantling the Lions 31-3 last night in Detroit. Tom Brady sat out, but the other two quarterbacks performed well. Brian Hoyer going to 12-for-14, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. And on his 23rd birthday, Jarrett Stidham threw for 179 yards and a touchdown as well. Rookie receiver Keneal Harry injured last night in the first quarter, but according to Kevin Duffy of the Boston Herald, the injury is not believed to be significant. Last night at Fenway, game one of a four-game series between the Red Sox and Angels, and Chris Sale was dealing.
At one point, he retired 16 in a row. Here's the 2-2 to Tovar. He struck him out, 97 miles an hour, 13 strikeouts. Chris Sale, magnificent tonight at Fenway.
And just 2 hits allowed on a 3-0 win. Sale picking up his third career shutout. Sandy Leon and Sam Travis each homering in the victory. First pitch for Game 2 tonight, 7:10 p.m., Brian Johnson on the mound for Boston. And the Blue Jays' Bo Bichette, the son of former Colorado Rockies star Dante Bichette, became the first player in the modern era to double in 9 straight games, doing it in just 44 at-bats. These Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Team Nissan in Manchester, New Hampshire. Team Nissan in Manchester, New Hampshire is serious about saving you money. I'm Mike O'Brien on your Boston home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Next update at 2 o'clock.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and Paul Perillo from Patriots.com. We spent, a couple hours pregame, a couple hours postgame together late last night. And here we are back at it again today, Paul.
Put it all together today.
Haven't really gotten on each other's nerves too much.
No.
The one thing I want to mention about...
You never get on my nerves. I only get on yours.
That's not true. I've gotten on your nerves before.
Yeah, I don't really think so.
You're getting on my nerves now by denying it.
Right. That's what I said. It's so easy.
So the Top Gun sequel people are saying that Tom Cruise is doing his own flying. That's really, I believe that's really him in the cockpit of the fighter jet, but he's not flying it. As right. A, that's not allowed in any way, shape, or form. And B, I just don't believe it. Some people say, oh no, he's a pilot. Yes, he's doing some of the flying in his own scenes in other aircraft, reportedly. It's still filming the movie. It's not done, right? So they're filming this stuff. But I would go even one step further to say, Paul, a lot of people can fly an airplane. You, with very little training at all, could go up in an airplane and then fly it. It's landing the airplane where the real skill becomes involved. Get an airplane to get off the ground and then to set it back down on the ground safely. But once you're up in the air, anybody can fly the plane.
You look like Seinfeld taking the reservation.
It's the landing of the plane. It's the keeping of the reservation.
I understand.
I don't think you do. Because if you did, you'd be able to fly and land a plane.
Correct.
All right. Hey, it's our buddy Nick Baby Love in Florida. Nick, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen, we got to have a face-off to what the best pregame show is in Boston so for the Patriots this year. And, just not to go into a long story, you look at Artie and Perillo, to my man Bruce Beasley, who I consulted, and to, of course, Mike Thomas. You guys did it. I listened to you from my hospital treatment today.
I appreciate that, Nick.
You guys got chemistry, including last night, you broke in the D-Train.
We did.
The new star in Boston.
Nick, thank you so much for calling last night and today. And he did anoint our new co-host last night.
The D-Train.
Yeah. Mike.
Mike Dussault.
I want to call him DeLuca. You know, it's, sorry. Proud sponsor of 98.5.
I hope you're well, Nick. Thanks for calling in and thanks for all your support.
Yeah.
Just give the Boston listeners, Nick Baby Love is a legend. He's been with us on Patriots.com for years, and he's a big supporter of all.
Called into the Sports Hub a lot, too. He's a big yeah. fan of both entities.
We're up in Worcester. He lives out in Florida now.
That guy's a legend.
Great support for all things Patriots.
And Mike Dussault is the new co-host there on our pre and post on Patriots.com. And right. Nick called in last night and said, your nickname is D-Train. We're like, I don't know if that's going to stick. It's stuck. His name is D-Train. That's how that works.
It's one show in.
Yeah. Got himself a nickname. Rusty in Vermont. Rusty. Go ahead. You're on with Hardy and Paul Perillo.
Hey, guys. Nice change of pace today. I can't get as enthusiastic as the previous caller, but I think we're reading this whole Brady, Stidman, Belichick retirement thing all wrong. We've already seen the formula. If Stidman's got any talent whatsoever, for the next 2 years, he's in the quarterback room with Tom Brady. He's on the field with McDaniel learning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Brady, how did Brady get his shot?
Bledsoe got hurt,
okay? Well, that can happen. The other thing that happened is you don't think if in the second year of this contract or third year Brady extension that Belichick wouldn't bench him if he was, like, really subpar and, you know, he would.
But the problem with that is not
– go ahead.
There is no second and third year of the contract. It's a one-year deal.
I understand that. If he has a decent year this year, right?
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. He's just not, okay?
Okay.
That he's not. I think there'll be another contentious round of everything, but ultimately, and by the way, it's time to free up a little cap space for Brady anyway. But anyway, listen, I'm not one of these guys that said he's God, you can't do anything with him. He's the stuff that he should call his own shot. The football field should do what the cuts are. If Brady stays at a level of a top 10 to 12 quarterback, he's going nowhere.
Well, Rusty, I don't think that Tom Brady is going to play for another team. I don't think he's going to do anything than retire as a Patriot. The different scenarios that you can bring up, whether it's due to injury or whether it's due to a fall off in play, you can talk yourself into any of them. What I will say is this, it's never been more of a conversation than it is right now. as Brady gets ready to go into the final year of his deal. Paul, is it for the first time ever? He's going to be playing under the last year of his contract?
This is as close to free agency as he's ever been.
Yeah, okay.
Now, and there's a lot of semantics involved in that, but to me, this is the most real the possibility has ever been.
Right. And I still don't think...
And I still don't think he's going anywhere.
It's a good possibility.
No,
but
I don't either.
I will, for the first time since I can remember, say it's a possibility.
And I'll say there's a couple of things here. And, you know, the void years are what they are, okay? So his contract is up when the season is over and his contract is done, okay? But beyond that, the whole thing, you know, and Tom Curran has done a lot of, a lot of work on this topic, and I think he is as tied in with Brady as anyone. The whole franchise tag thing, to me, fascinates me. Why Brady's insistence to not allow himself to be franchised tells me that he wants some degree of control. What does he need the control for? The possibility that maybe I don't want to be here is the only thing you would need that control for. The money that goes with the franchise tag is a dramatic bump from what he makes right now.
It's, you know, the thing that I can kind of talk myself into, and Jim Louth had a theory going, and I can't describe it well enough to...
Oh, you did last night, and I told you.
Because I didn't have all the theory.
In 5 seconds, I told you why there was a hole in it.
I didn't have all the theory, but, you know, Louth has the theory that the franchise tag exists in there so that Brady can't be franchised and then traded. And he had more to it, so before you jump in and say they can do that anyway.
I'm just saying they can sign him and trade him if they want. It's the same thing.
Okay. But he wants control because control equals respect. Just like he wants more money. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't even necessarily need the control. But in lieu of more money or in lieu of any other means of getting that respect that he feels like maybe he's still missing out on a little bit from the coach or the team or whatever, all right, just put me 100% in control of my future and give me a little bit more money, and that way I will have an understanding that you respect me as something more than just a guy you picked up yesterday.
I think it's term. I think he wants boy years, and that's why he doesn't want the franchise.
I'm not convinced that he does.
I think he does. I think there's been a lot of talk about understanding the way this is going and understanding that, you know, it's a unique situation and uncharted territory and all that. But I think the bottom line is, if he wanted to go year to year, I would find it hard pressed to find a scenario that's more appealing than the franchise tag. If they franchise him, you sign it, you're guaranteed 30 whatever million, 35 million, I think it is.
I've never
understood. For 1 year.
Yeah, and for a guy at his position in his career where you're playing at the end anyway, what's wrong with being franchised?
He's not 26. Right. And he could get 35 times 5.
I wasn't even that. I didn't even really understand why Cousins was so upset about it when they franchised him back-to-back years. Maybe because it was a bad team and maybe an owner they didn't like. Made a ton of money.
Franchise tag worked very well for Kirk Cousins.
Right. I think it works well for a lot of guys, but they
if you stay healthy, you can beat the system, no question.
Yes, but they deem it as like ultimate insult.
Because when you're in your prime and you know that all it takes is one torn ACL and my earning power is gone, as opposed to if I signed a 5-year deal and I got, you know, $50 million up front, now I tear the ACL and I'm not, you know,
but
losing out on a lot of money.
But the franchise numbers now are so ridiculous that, you know, what are you really missing out on? You're getting so much guaranteed money on that franchise.
I just told you, but it's only 1 year.
Right.
As opposed to long-term security.
All right.
That's all.
Let's come back. I believe
For Brady, it makes a lot of sense if he wants to go 1 year by year. He's 42.
What's the problem with that?
That's why I think there's something to the fact that he doesn't want that franchise tag. I think he wants a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere. Mason, and I think he might get it here. Who knows?
Yeah. Mason, we have fake promos today? We have fake promo Friday?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. It's coming up next.
So, at the Beatles.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
The
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight with the program used by Scott Zolak, Mike Sarge Riley, countless others who not only take that weight off, but they keep it off with Awaken 180. So many locations for you to choose from. Look up Paige. Paige is, she is the muse. She is the weight loss muse for so many people in and around Boston. Awaken180.com. Paul Perillo and I. Happy to work together for many, many hours here over the last not even day, less than a day. We've done a lot. We
like 11 out of the last what, I don't know. 18 hours.
But now, Paul,
what?
It's time for Fake Promo Friday, which I don't think you've ever been here for this.
No.
Promo Friday. You hear promos during the week on the radio station.
Okay.
Okay. You know, promoting the shows.
All right, we'll go with that. Okay.
Okay. These are fake promos, but ironically, we feel that they more accurately represent the show, okay. Even though they're fake. Right? Here we go.
We got 8 of these.
8.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yes.
Yes, Brian Hoyer.
That's Brian Hoyer, but that doesn't mean they're going to be.
Okay.
Janet.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, just imagine, Paul, you're listening to The Sports Hub during a commercial breaking or a promo, come on, promoting the show coming up next, and instead of hearing a real promo, you were to hear a fake promo. You understand where we're going with this?
I get it.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You want me to get in my two quick interactive moments with Jackie Greene on May 19th? Can I get that to you?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
See, that was from today's show.
That was today.
Yeah, that happened today. With Paulie in the truck.
I experienced that one. Now I'm in.
You were here for it. All right, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Who do you think seems like a head coach other than Bill Belichick? Who are the guys that you think seem like head coaches?
Well, I would start with the guys out in...
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That guy was such a Patriots honk, he could not come up with one other coach in the entire National Football League that he thought was worthy of being a coach.
Do you think he liked Matt Patricia when he was the defensive coordinator of the Patriots?
Oh, he probably had the cutout with the pencil in his ear, and he was reading, like, aeronautical engineering books.
And now?
Now?
The guy stinks.
He's going to get fired.
Right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Bill Belichick loves this kind of stuff.
Focus on what we're here for, which is a great...
Well, breaking news maybe here.
Working against the Lions.
You want to hit it?
Okay.
I don't know if it's breaking news or whatever.
All right, well, why don't you just talk all over the sound that I'm playing
I'm sorry.
Now.
I didn't hear it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's like the first 10 seconds of that train wreck of Zil busting in the middle of a headline. There's probably more, isn't there, Mason?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm sorry, I was trying to talk to T-Bone.
Only been working at the station for
10
years.
You see this thing?
Well, how would you know what
a jack
button to press?
Here doesn't work.
So I'm plugged in over here. Work,
I botched that whole thing. I'm sorry. That's
oh,
100%.
Did you?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think it sounded really good.
Oh, did you?
You don't say.
Do you know what it was? It was N'Keal Harry. It was when N'Keal Harry got banged up on that play in Detroit. He's like, "Aah!" And he came out. And then like 2 minutes later, he's back on the field. So it didn't really.
But how did you guys were here, right?
Yes, we were on the air. And he was reading on Twitter N'Keal Harry, you know, kind of got hurt a little bit in practice.
That was legit. Like, that was weird.
Yeah, anyway, but it lasted for 2 minutes and it was fine. So it ended up not really warranting derailing the entire show.
True.
All right, we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
For your birthday, our gift to you, all Sarge, right. We're going to give you the last 2 minutes of the show.
See
and enjoy the...
I'm going to let you guys do it. I'm going to feature your own game.
No, this is your part of the show, Sarge.
So, fun show today. We had... Who do we have on here? We had... who else was there?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There you go. Wow. Very, very good, Mason. Thank you so much. Paul, it was good working with you, buddy.
It was nice to meet you.
I think we're going to do it again a couple weeks from now.
We will. All right. We're looking forward to it.
All right. So, Mike O'Brien, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Felger Maz today. It looks like it's going to be Jim Murray. Looks like it's going to be Ted Johnson.
I'm having flashbacks to, like, 99 when Ted Johnson used to take me and Brian Morey and throw us in lockers and stuff.
Ted needs to start working out.
Yeah. You're really letting yourself go there, aren't you?
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We should get hazard pay for this transition. It's a giant pain in the ass every time. Oh, no, this is actually on air, Ted.
We are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, me complaining about that? No, that's on air.
I thought we were off air, but
I can't help myself.
Jimmy, what's up,
hey.
Big Jim?
Felger and Maz, 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast, NBC Sports Boston once again. Mike and Tony out. The summer of 1,000 vacation days continues.
Yes.
So you have me, Big Jim Murray, in the facilitator chair. That's what we're calling it now. Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson in the Maz chair.
What's up, boys?
What's going on? Yes. We have Marshall Hook in my normal spot with the updates and chiming in, fresh off a 5K last night.
Yeah.
More man than me.
My God, you do a lot of those, Marshall.
Yeah, but you know, the notable thing, listen, we're going to do a tiny little bit of grab ass here. The notable thing is I actually ran.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.